You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can believe it, the third hour is now upon us on this Saturday evening, August the 1st, 2015. Fall is right around the corner, another year going by far too quickly for yours truly. I am your host indeed, James Edwards. Great work from Keith Alexander tonight. As always, Eddie the Bombardier Miller in studio now, and he is the Bombardier, you know that. He served two tours in Vietnam, honorably discharged, like the majority of our staff. He served his country in battle, even though you didn't really care for that war, personally.
No, I didn't. I tell people all the time, they'll come up to me and they think I'm going to, you know, revel in the glory. And they say, oh, thank you so much for your service. And I say, well, I appreciate that, but don't thank me. Thank Leavenworth Penitentiary and the draft board, because there was no way in hell I would have gone.
But you still carried out your duty.
Yes, I did.
Carried out your duty. You served as a combat medic. But now he is, of course, the Bombardier. And the question is, for the purposes of this radio broadcast, what'd you load up the bomber with tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what. You left out one big war. Probably the worst war of all was the war in South Memphis.
You got your PhD in race relations on the main street of South Memphis.
I've got my doctor emeritus in race relations in the University of South Memphis down there. I mean, I'm telling you, it was flat bad. I'll tell you what. A lot of people like the 20-millimeter cannons and the 50 cals, and that's okay. But, son, there's nothing like the smell of napalm on flesh. I love that napalm, buddy. You know, especially when we're going over our political enemies.
So that's what you loaded it with tonight.
Yeah, and you know, we had to have the B-17. The engines were smoking the last time we landed, son. You know,
you were on fire last week. That's for sure. You took some flak.
Well, we had to overhaul the engines on the B-17. It's just, I hate to go to a B-52 because the B-17 has served us all these years. We just had to have it reconditioned, but we were loaded up with Maximo napalm, son.
Did you ever smell any napalm in Vietnam?
You better know it.
But you still got it in your nostrils.
I prefer diesel fuel, though, from the tanks.
All right. Well, nevertheless, the Bombardier is with us, as you can tell. There is a great picture of the Bombardier.
Oh, wow.
Very few people can pull off a short sleeve shirt and a tie with shorts and tennis shoes like this guy can. But he does it, and only Eddie can do it. I mean, Eddie.
Well, it was the general. I had to do it for the general.
Well, that's right. I mean, yeah. So we've got this picture now. We talked about this earlier in the show. We actually talked about it last week as well. So you got this group of agitators that went down and said they were going to dig up Nathan Bedford Forrest, and they put a shovel in the dirt, and they did it in front of news cameras, and they said if the city of Memphis didn't dig up Forrest, they were going to come back down with a backhoe. Well, after we heard about that, Eddie and I, you know, we were down there earlier in July with 500 people that we helped organize. 500 people we were down there with. We went back down there after we heard that they were going to try to dig up Forrest. We went down there to hold a two-man vigil. We went down there as soon as we heard about it. And we got this picture on our website. There's this flag that Brian in Arkansas gave us. And it's a Confederate flag, and embroidered in this beautiful flag in very fine stitching is the political cesspool.
Beautiful flag. Beautiful flag.
No retreat, no surrender, no apology. And it's on this Confederate flag. We got a picture of it. So Eddie and I went down there fearing that they would come back and try to once again desecrate the statue. In fact, we were there for that rally in July with 500 people. You could tell that a day or two before there had been graffitied on the monument, this beautiful equestrian monument, FKKK. They spelled out the word, of course, the F word, and then KKK, you know, they spray painted it. So you got this group of agitators saying they're going to come back down with a tractor. We would go down there, and we hold this vigil, two of us down there with a Confederate flag.
I was hoping the 500 might show, but there was no such thing. You know what? We got some pretty evil stares while we were down there, James.
Well, we were down there. Let me tell you what Eddie and I did. Just two men down there with the Confederate flag, and we walked right up to the street on one of the busiest thoroughfares in Memphis, and we held that Confederate flag, just the two of us. We were down there a few weeks prior with 500 of our closest friends. We were down there, just the two of us. It doesn't matter if we have to stand alone. Now, obviously, this wasn't something that was organized. It was very impromptu, but we went down there to keep watch over the grave of one of our heroes. We went down there with the flag, and we stood there proudly, and we stood there defiantly.
You know what? I got chills.
And I know it meant a lot to you.
It meant so much. I have chills up and down my spine, and don't forget, son, we were down there. Also, we went down there with that flag on the in the busy thoroughfare. I know the people here that not from Memphis will not know what we talk about, Union Avenue. Union Avenue is the one of the major thoroughfares.
Very ironically, Nathan Bedford Forrest is buried on Union Avenue.
Yeah, but we've been there twice. You know, we went there once, James, and Lee Cochran took a photograph down there. It wasn't a very good one, but we went there before that. And this was the second time that James and I went down there.
Well, we heard that they were going to go down there with a tractor, so we went down there to keep a watch. But you got to see this picture, folks. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. I think we posted it on July the 29th, just a couple of days ago. Here's this picture, and it's a beautiful picture. And we're standing there by ourselves. I mean, we had obviously somebody there to take the picture, but
you know, someone has to do it. You know what? Someone has to have some gonads. Someone has to stand up and do it. You know, James, I know I've probably said this before, and I've been accused of being a death worshiper, but I'm not. I love living. But someone has to go out there. You know what? And if we take a bullet, and we were within, 15 yards of Union Avenue, a drive-by shooting.
Well, as you remember, we were there when that picture was taken. We were right in front of the grave. But we walked straight to the sidewalk, straight on this busy road, and we had people – most people were honking and waving and giving us the thumbs up. We had a lot of people cussing at us, but it doesn't matter to us. We will go down there with 500 people. We will go down there by ourselves.
I didn't want to take a bullet. I didn't want you to take a bullet, but you know what? Like I say, people out there,
if you don't defend your ancestors, you don't defend your heroes, you don't defend your family, you're not a man.
You know, if we take a bullet, we just take a bullet, but I didn't want to. As a matter of fact, you know, I didn't take my 45 down there because I'll tell you one thing. A drive-by shooting, the 45 that I usually carry sometimes, it's no good, you know.
And you have a permit to carry that. Yes, in addition to the Second Amendment, you have the redundant permit.
That's right. I went ahead and got the permit. But, you know, if somebody does a drive-by on us, our 45 is going to do no good. So I thought, well, why take it? It's hot. Oh, by the way, I have a quick announcement. You mentioned the weather.
Oh, my gosh. This weather has been killer the last couple of weeks.
Last week, the Bombardier was out there running. The heat index was 114. Guess what I did yesterday, people?
He did a quick and easy 12-mile run in training.
That's right. And yesterday,
for the New York Marathon.
You got that right. Yesterday, I went down to Federal Express Employees Credit Union, where my daughter opened me up a charity account. I went and had another check, a cashier's check for the amount of $1,000 taken to Alsace St. Jude, southern region over in Cordova, not far from where, probably 10 miles from where James lives. That goes to the total of $5,700 to Alsace St. Jude.
And let me tell you how Eddie raises this. I got to brag on the Bombardier right here. Now, here he is. How old are you now, Pappy?
68 years old, son.
68 years old. He's running hundreds of miles. I mean, these marathons alone are 26.2 miles. He runs three of them every year. That's in addition to the hundreds of miles that have to be run in preparation and in training. Now, he's this to benefit the children who are afflicted with catastrophic illnesses, pediatric illnesses, children of all races. And, Eddie, you are the number one fundraiser. And he raises this money by going out on street corners and hustling because he is a legitimate and bona fide St. Jude hero, and he's got the credentials to prove that if anybody asks. But, you know, he runs this, you know, and we're the extremists. We're the ones who government agents are monitoring. We're the ones who get labeled hate groups. You know, I will tell you, there is not a finer group of men than the people who run this network and the people who host this radio program. And I would die for any one of them, and I'm proud to serve with you. And Eddie's a hero.
I'm so proud to serve with you, James.
Well, we'll be back, folks, and we'll be back with a lot more. The Bombardiers the Bombay doors are opening.
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Eddie, a gentleman that you will be familiar with, a gentleman who, along with his wife, attended our 10-year anniversary event in Memphis last October, a gentleman by the name of Hank in Florida. We will go no further.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know Hank all too well.
He wrote in, I guess it was last week, and he said that, you know, this guy's been listening for years and years.
I love
Hank. He's
been
a faithful contributor. He's one of our most loyal listeners in the world. And there's a lot of them. But he's right there at the top. He said that the political cesspool has been better this summer than it has been at any point during its 10.5-year run, almost 11 years coming up on October, so even more than 10.5 years now.
Well,
almost 11.
And he said,
you know, better than ever. And I think if you look back, you know, we have truly risen to the occasion during this attack on our people. The cream has risen to the top on this broadcast. And I have to, if I do say so myself, ladies and gentlemen, agree with Hank that this show has been better since May and June than I believe ever before. And
I
hope that the majority of our audience will agree with that. You can feel free to disagree.
And Hank, and I'm not tooting, you know, another cause, but Hank has been one of my biggest supporters in my St. Jude fundraising. We've had many supporters in the past because of the cesspool. You know, James has helped me. We've used the political cesspool to advertise for donations. You know, Sam has made his venue available to me. But, yeah, and Hank, he's the salt of the earth. I was so glad I got to meet him at the political cesspool birthday party back in October. One of the things that made my trip up there.
Well, I mean, it's just a great guy like so many of our listeners are, and we're thankful to have him. And I wanted to make mention of that because I truly do believe that we're rising to another level. At least I hope that that's true.
I'd like to say something else.
Sure.
I'm not going to give it away, but I wish we could. I wish we could tell you people I don't know how much danger we're in. I wish I could tell you, but we're not at liberty. We can't do it. But we're being monitored by some bad dudes. We really are. I had a call. Get this. I told James the other day, today. I had a call. The first time in my whole life, I'm 68 years old, I've never had a call from a sitting United States congressman or sitting United States senator for any purpose. And I've tried to get audiences with them over the years until I finally figured out it's a scam. Well, I got a call from...
I can recall at one point when you had an audience with one and she kicked you out of the room.
Well, that's true. You know, we got a call from Congressman Steve Coyne's office the other day. And, you know, we if you've been to the show, you know that he slaughtered me on our
on the congressional record during a meeting or a hearing of the House Judiciary Committee. He singled us out by name.
Yes, he did.
And said we were reprehensible. Now, this is at his own Congress. See, now, most of the time a congressman tries to kiss up to their constituents. This one actually said, called one of his voters a reprehensible. So,
I got
but you received a call from his office.
It's the strangest thing. It was actually surreal. I said, this can't be happening. They wanted to know if I would like to have a conference with Congressman Steve Coyne. And I thought, no way, Jose. I just hung up in their face.
Good
could come out.
We talked about this before. You know, this year the political cesspool has been denounced by Congress on the official record. We know that the Department of Homeland Security has been monitoring our efforts and, you know, contacted me saying to not promote the forest rally that we had earlier in July. And so we know these things are occurring. And I said this last week, and I say it again. You know, you will not find a more law-abiding, God-fearing, hard-working, tax-paying group of family men than you will find here as the men who make up the hosting staff, the political cesspool. And we shouldn't honor veterans just for the fact that they enlisted. But the veterans that have served here on the political cesspool, which make up the majority of our staff, are people worthy of that, and it should go on the record that, you know, the majority of our staff has served in the United States Armed Forces. So, you know, if they want to waste taxpayer resources, if they want to completely waste their own time, I have never advocated, said, or done anything violent or illegal. None of my comrades have. And so if they want to waste taxpayer funds by monitoring us, they can tap my phone, they can sit on my house, they can follow me to church in the morning. It's just, you know, it's amazing, though, that they, you know, we are the ones that they seem to be concerned with and not the true threats to the freedom of this nation, which would be, frankly, their bosses in Congress.
But, well, you know, we were talking about that today. Me and James were talking about that today some. And see what it is, and Keith and James alluded to it on the previous hours. We have signaled out the enemy. We know who the enemy is, and we have, and not that our audience doesn't know, but the Jewish Zionist, international Zionism, they control everything. They are behind everything in the world.
And you get this thing that if you oppose or disagree with anybody of Jewish descent, that you're anti-Semitic. That's completely bogus. Listen, there was this guy who is a major leader of a political party in Germany that's the third most powerful party in Germany. His name is Gregor Gysi, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. We received this from our listener, Jamie, in Sweden. And Gregor, who's, you know, over there, it's more than a two-party system. There's multiple parties. So to be the third most powerful party in Germany is to be a very powerful party, and they have a lot of influence. Well, he said he called all native-born Germans Nazis and that their extinction, because they're not reaching replacement level fertility, by the year 2100, there will be no Germans left at the current rate. He said that is a fortunate thing to occur. Now, this is a guy that's in a position of power in Germany, so we oppose that. You know, and there's nothing wrong with saying we oppose these people who happen to be Jewish when they're advocating the genocide of an entire nation, and that's what this guy's doing. So, yes, we oppose these people. And for the Jews out there that are of like mind with us, then we welcome them. But, you know, this is a matter of fact that this is going on in Germany. It's absolutely reprehensible. Imagine us saying on the political cesspool that we want all Jews or blacks to be genocide and that their extinction would be fortunate. You would never hear that because we don't believe that. But this is what other people are saying about our family. And it must be combated. But to combat that by naming the people who are behind it, you know, gets you labeled a hater and it gets you on the hate group list. Oh, you know, so what? If that's the price we've got to pay, we got to pay it because, number one, it's not true. But number two, the work has to be done.
You know, James, I'd like to continue on that. You know, if we talked about this many times, the people that we've signaled out as the enemy, They control the money. They print the money. They own the central bank.
By their own admission, we might add, especially with concern to the media.
That's for sure. They own the Federal Reserve. You know, every head of the Federal Reserve, the United States, is always, they're always Jewish. The heads of all the major banks are always Jewish. The heads of all the media sources, including all 8 major studios in Hollywood, are Jewish.
And we like to back up everything we say with facts, and we document this on our website. We actually have a video of this guy in Germany, Gregor, making this statement loud and proud, you know, a video of him saying these things. So everything we say on this program is backed up with fact.
I saw some statistics that they said that Israel, especially Tel Aviv, is the per capita, they have more sodomites there than any city in the world. And to show you how much power they have,
Keep in mind, that's in competition with New York.
That's just true in South Florida. Well, you know, I would like to, I'm going to try to cram this in real fast. We had this, to show you how they control everything, we had this lieutenant general. That's 3-star for you people, for you civilians. A lieutenant general, William Boykin. William Jerry Boykin. He was in the military for like 35 years. He served in the Delta Force for 13 years. He commanded the Delta Force for 2 years. That's the highest, most classified, the most vicious black ops there is. He's a 3-star Army general of the Navy SEALs, the Army Rangers, the Green Berets, etc. All right, listen, I'm going to come back.
Jerry Boykin, that's what you're going to hear about for the Bombardier. We'll
break it down real fast.
He's going to break it down.
And the Jews own him.
Right after this break.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Folks, you know, what you, this is radio, not television, so what you don't see is sometimes memorable. Eddie, we take off our headsets while we're talking to each other during the commercial break.
Yeah, we do.
And here in the studio, when Eddie was frantically trying to find his headset as we heard the music to bring us back live on the air. Do you want to tell the people where those headsets were?
Well, I hate to admit it, but the headsets were wrapped around my neck. I can't tell you how many times I've looked at my glasses, and I'll have them hooked in the, you know, the in my shirt or in my shirt pocket. I guess. And I'm glad I see young people do that, too.
So. Well, he's so wrapped up in the work, ladies and gentlemen, that the obvious it can escape. But
and me and James, I wish y'all could see me and James how we interact here. It's just
we got to get a so live close. Video feed that people can watch while we're doing the show here at the radio station because, you know, to get the back and forth between us and the producer and our engineer and, of course, each other during the commercial break, it's really far better than what we could broadcast publicly. But anyway, Eddie, you were talking about Jerry Boykin before the break, and we got to ask you to go quickly with this because we have to talk about conservatism in the church with the latest example from Memphis to back up our commentary. But go.
Well, Lieutenant Jerry Boykin was as high up in the intelligence community as you get. He was the Undersecretary of Defense for intelligence under George W. Bush from 2002 to 2007. He's supposedly a conservative Christian political activist, 36 years in the Army, 13 years in Delta Force, 2 years as a commander. And I'm just giving you the background for a purpose. He was involved up to his eyeballs in the 1980 Iranian hostage situation. I don't know if y'all remember that or not. The 1992 hunt for Pablo Escobar, the drug dealer in Colombia, he was the commander in there with Black Hawk Down, the famous movie. Get this. I think he's a fake. I really do. I've questioned his sincerity as being a Christian because he can't be stupid. This guy has to be brilliant. He has to be absolutely brilliant. He's currently the vice president of the Family Research Council, which is a Christian organization.
And I might add that, like the political cesspool, the Family Research Council is listed as a bona fide hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So they are a hate group along with the American Family. It's the Family Research Council and the American Family. Somebody help me out here. But it's another Christian, you know, very fundamentalist Christian organization.
Well, Southern Baptist Convention, but they should, you know, they shouldn't be on the radar because they've acquiesced if there ever was a, you know,
but anyway, I digress. But
anyway, this guy here, the point I'm making is this guy, he's been with mixed up with the CIA. This guy has been in every black ops operation going all the way back to, you know, well, 35, 40 years. He knows what's going on. Yet he comes out today. I was listening to him on one of these pseudo-Christian radio programs, and he starts talking about how dangerous Iran is, how bad the deal was that the United States made with Iran. He starts talking about Hezbollah, you know, and these other terrorist organizations in Iran. Jerry Boykin, General, I would love to get you on the radio show here and debate you. You know, sir, you know as well as anybody that Hezbollah was created by the United States CIA and the British intelligence, Intel. All these organizations what's the other one over there? I got it written down here. Not besides Hezbollah, it's the other one. Not that it really makes a lot of difference, but Hezbollah and they were created as because you need an enemy. You got to have the best enemy the money can buy. And listen, the general, you have to know that in 1953, the United States CIA, British intelligence, they overthrew Mossadegh, a democratically elected prime minister of Iran. They went in there and stirred up strife and had him overthrown because he kicked the Western intelligence, he kicked the Western oil companies out of Iran because, God forbid, he wanted Iran to take control of their own oil fields and their own oil companies. He kicked them out. Well, you know what? The United States and Britain couldn't have that, so they overthrew the guy. And they put their man in, the Shah, which was just a cutthroat, vicious criminal. Well, see, the point I'm making is he's another – I call him a cuckoo's boy general because he knows. You know what? And why? The reason he's doing this, the reason he's going on these Christian research shows and saying, yeah, the Iran, they're so evil. Iraq is so evil. We got to protect – he's talking about this. We got to protect Israel. These guys, if they get a bomb, just like you and Keith were talking about in the previous segment, if they get a bomb, they're going to blow Israel off the map. Well, you know what? Israel shouldn't even be there, and they've just been there since 1948, and it's been nothing but hell since they've been there. But here's the point I'm trying to make. He knows what's going on. He knows everything coming out of his mouth is a damn lie, and he's infiltrated the Christian movement and just leading these people down the path, and the Zionist Jews own him lock, stock, and barrel. If he did not toe the mark, he would have never been a lieutenant general. He'd been damn lucky to make a captain.
Well, and, you know, this is actually something that goes in with conservatism. And one of the articles that we posted is that since this man can't stand up for his family or his faith, he stands up for Israel because subconsciously he has a respect for the fact that they are an ethno-state. They are a state. They're an apartheid state, for God's sake.
Exactly.
But you want to talk about
– he has to do it, though, James, or he'll be sacked.
Well, that's right. But in that, too. But we were talking – we spent a lot of time in the second hour talking about conservatives. And truly, you will find no
– this is a cook general.
Greater number of conservatives than in any given Christian church tomorrow morning. And I'll be attending one myself. But, Eddie, we received word of a church here in Memphis that has done something that we think should be shared with the audience.
Yes, it's very disturbing. You know what James and I have talked about? I got to make this fast. I don't know how much we probably don't
have.
Got
about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay. You know, we know, and James and I are both profess. We're both hardcore Christians. I'm here to tell you. Now, we're the King David Christian. We're not one of these mealy-mouthed, spineless Christians that thinks we got to lay down and take it. We're the King David. King David killed. He was famous for killing. He killed his tens of thousands.
Not that we have any.
But he was not exactly a mealy mouth. You know,
I would say not. Rather than killer, what you're saying is we are fighters.
We're fighters
politically.
And someday, if we have to kill, we'll do it. But you know, we hope it doesn't come to that. But anyway, here in Memphis, you know, the conservatives are even taking over the church. I mean, I know, and I'm not trying to sound like these cuckoozoids. But I know a black, a Mexican, a Jew, a Hindu, a Shinto, a Maoist, a Taoist. Me and James talked about this many times. They can become Christians, and they are our Christian brothers. And I wrestle this all the time. And yes, we can. We should try to witness to them.
If they bend a knee and take Christ as their personal Savior, they can receive the kingdom of heaven. I mean, they can all become Christians, and they would be our brothers in Christ in that sense.
That's right.
But anybody can do that. But
here's where you draw the line. When you sell a good church and you rent the church out to the Hispanics, and when the church has been sold, you know, this particular case here in Memphis, this one particular church in Memphis has several campuses, 4 or 5 campuses. They sell one church that the white majority no longer uses because they weren't racist. This church was not racist, but they had to leave this particular area of town because they had to get the hell out of Dodge because of being infiltrated blacks and Mexicans. Anyway.
Of the violent sort. I mean, it was becoming a very unsafe neighborhood.
Yeah.
When you take into account the crime statistics.
But they weren't racist now, James. They just moved out to one of these gated communities because...
That's right. Of course. You know, of course.
Race had nothing
God,
to do
God
with.
Forbid they be labeled a racist.
That's right. Well, you know, I mean, like we and James talking about, the Mexicans have taken over our hospitals. They've taken over our... You can't go to a park anywhere I know of. It's just covered up with Mexicans. Our infrastructure, our highways are breaking up. We can't even maintain our highways and our bridges because of all the welfare.
And now this church
should they
has
take it
merged.
Yeah.
Merged. So basically you have this church here in Memphis that is, they gave away a property, gave it away, mind you, gave away a full building to a group of Hispanics.
In a school.
And then the Hispanics sold that property that they were given.
Well, the main white church sold it. They were letting the Hispanic church meet probably for free. And now, since the big church, the big white church, sold this other
satellite campus
right,
that they gave
campus.
Away to the Hispanics. Now they are merging the Hispanics with their predominantly white congregation.
And now the predominantly white congregation is no longer predominantly white. And none of these Hispanics can speak English. Or maybe a very few of them.
And see, this is the thing. Yes, can they receive Christ? Yes.
Should they
be proselytized to? Yes, of course. But I mean, you know, when it comes to worshiping with people that you don't even share a common language, how exactly does that work? Half the audience is not going to be able to understand the sermon.
You know, here's you're supposed to have the Spanish minister is supposed to preach, like, for instance, John 3:16, and then he'll preach that. He'll say, well, you know, God so loved the world, you know, John 3:16. Then the English speaking minister will come out. He'll do the same thing. And then that's just not going to work. And listen, they come in with different cultures, different values. They have a lot of paganistic beliefs they brought up from Mexico. Should we turn
we
over
want
our
them
churches?
To become Christians, but at the same time,
should
there
we give
still
them our churches,
cultural
though?
Boundaries that must be drawn. And, you know, so, again, it's conservatism in the church, and that's really where it reigns. We'll be back with a final word about that. Before something
yeah,
more
we need
living.
To wrap that up for sure.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large cot. A camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, that's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and oh, compare the results, you will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
So we're talking about conservatism in the church. We're talking about this church that we know here in Memphis that has now merged with an all-Hispanic congregation, the majority of which can't speak a word of English. So we're wondering how this is going to work. Yes, everybody is entitled and has the opportunity to receive Christ as salvation, but culturally speaking, there still must be lines drawn. Eddie, we've got an interesting segment here. I want you to wrap this up as quickly as you can.
Okay, here's the story. You know, you have Western, white, Northern Europeans build up a church starting 1950. It takes them, what, 60 years to build the church up, several different campuses. And then all of a sudden, you get this mass influx of Hispanics in. And in one day, when they bring them in, then the whites that have built the church and maintained the church all these years, still maintaining it through tithes, they're already outnumbered and overwhelmed by the Mexicans, the mestizos, which you will. There's already many more children of the southern, you know, of Mexican descent, because me and James talking about during the break, white people cannot afford to crank out these kids year after year after year, because we have to pay taxes to support the non-whites. What's happening? You can see it's happening. They're going to take over all these churches, the different campuses. There's this one large church in Memphis has grown and developed over 60 years. Is it right, just because you're a Christian, to bring all these Hispanics in, bring them in, give them a free ride, and then just through, I hate to be crass, but through the breeding process, you're outbred. And I guarantee you, a moron can see it in 3, 4, 5, 6 years tops. It will no longer be controlled by whites. The whites will be outvoted in the church, just like they are, just like we are in the political sector here in the United States now.
And ironically, you know, what we're doing here is we're truly trying to preserve diversity by making distinctions and by drawing lines so that each of our individual groups can survive and thrive in the way that they best see fit. But, you know, that also must apply to our people.
And you know what?
It must apply to our people.
And they're bringing in – I've lived around these people. They're great. But they bring Mexico with them. The very thing they escape from, that they get away from, they come up here into America and the United States, and they want to – bring that same culture with
you
them.
Can't. I
your
said this
junkyard, your dope dealing. You know, it's just we just.
Well, we did a video on YouTube, Eddie, of you standing in your own neighborhood and tires up higher. You're about 6 foot tall.
That's
you know, tires higher than Eddie. You know, this just trash. I said it on CNN. You can't have a first world nation with a third world population. I said
that
on national
television.
And it's not to say individually some of these people aren't great, because I'm sure some of them are. But as a whole, it's a net drag, and you're trading down.
And one last thing.
Yes, sure.
When the light of Northern, a European man, when that light is extinguished, then there will be no more churches made for free that these people can come and attend for free. There will be no more welfare, no more free housing subsidies, no food subsidies. The light of civilization will go out. You can see it.
Well, and this is what Jared Taylor writes, to absolutely dovetail into what you just said, Pappy. An open letter to conservatives. It's on our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Jared Taylor writes it, our good friend. American conservatism, he writes, can conserve nothing if it cannot conserve the nation's founding stock. I'll put it bluntly, Jared writes, nothing you love will survive without white people. Do you stand for limited government, a balanced budget, the Constitution? Count your black and Hispanic allies. I mean, there are some, to be sure, but as a whole, the people who care about those things are our people. Do you care about stable families and the rights of the unborn? Well, then look up the illegitimacy, divorce, and abortion rates for blacks and Hispanics. Do you love Tchaikovsky? Count the non-whites at any given concert hall. Do you yearn for neighborhoods where you can leave the keys in your car? Well, there are still some, but just don't expect them to be very diverse. Are hunting and firearms part of your heritage? Explain that to Barack Obama or Sonia Sotomayor. Are you a devout Christian? Muslim immigrants despise you and your faith. Your great festival, CPAC, is as white as a meeting of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Jared Taylor goes on, and we have this entire article posted at our website. We encourage you to read it at thepoliticalcesspool.org. But you tell yourself, you think about the things that you love about America, and I love them too. But they are rooted in certain principles, you say. Well, that is your greatest mistake. The things that you love about America are not rooted in certain principles. They're rooted in a certain people. And if our people die, the culture dies, everything you love about America dies with it. And that is why America, exactly, like Europe, stands apart from the rest of the world. The
exactly.
people are great.
Exactly. The principles did not make the man. Man made the principles.
There you go. And it's not to say that some of these people can't
come and
assimilate into that, but you cannot assimilate their entire culture. If it worked like that, their cultures would look like us in the places from whence they came, and it just doesn't. Well, folks, listen. You received from me this week, if you donated in June, a package or an email, a gift. We always want to thank you, the incredible audience that supports this program. We always want to thank you. We started this show off with orchestra music, the orchestra playing the final countdown. And we're going to end the show tonight with something different. We're going to spend half of this final segment playing uplifting. I believe that there is
Apocalypse Now.
Very few things that can uplift our people the way an orchestra can do it. Music is a very powerful tool that we have at our disposal. And we're going to play this powerful song, The Final Countdown. This time you're going to hear it. You heard it earlier from the Latvian Symphony Orchestra. You're going to hear it now from the London Philharmonic Orchestra in London, England. As you listen to this powerful song, I want you to think to yourself, what can you do to benefit our cause? What can you do as an individual with your talents and your resources and your lot in life? What can you do to benefit our cause? And I want you to do it. I want you to contemplate that and reflect on that as you listen to this music. Let this music uplift you. Let you fly on the wings of this music. And if there's nothing else you can do, there's one thing I know you can do, and that's donate to this program that takes risks and invests time and resources and efforts at our own expense. We need your help. We need your support. Donate to this program even as the music plays, but let this music inspire you, whatever you do. And we'll see you next week here on the Political Cesspool.
And listen to the M60 machine guns when they go off at the end of this music.
For the Bombardier, for Keith Alexander, I'm James Edwards. Let this music inspire you to do something great. Donate to this show. We'll be with you next week. Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.